We will continue our study of capital allowances by looking at what happens when a business closes down. When a business closes down, the various different capital allowances columns must also be shut down. As the trade will no longer continue, no written down values will be carried forward. Instead, balancing adjustments will arise in each of the separate pools. The balancing adjustment is found by taking the tax written down value brought forward and deducting the proceeds of sale. These proceeds are, as usual, limited to original cost. A positive balance is a balancing allowance. A negative balance, where sales proceeds exceed the written down value, is a balancing charge. No writing down allowances or first year allowances are given in the year of cessation. The annual investment allowance can therefore be ignored. By way of illustration, Caroline ran a gift card shop in Suffolk for many years. She drew accounts annually to the 31st of December. On the 31st of October 2009, Caroline retired and sold her business to a major gift card chain. As part of the total sales consideration, she received £5,000 for her plant and machinery and £14,000 for her Lexus car. The written down value brought forward on the general pool at the 1st of January 2009 was £6,000 and on the Lexus was £13,000. Business use of the Lexus was 60%. In May 2009, she had bought some new shelving for her shop at a cost of £1,500. We need to calculate Caroline's capital allowances in her final period of trading. Her capital allowances for the final period from the 1st of January 2009 to the 31st of October 2009 are as follows. The brought forward balances are £6,000 on the general pool and £13,000 for the Lexus. Some new shelving was bought in May 2009 at a cost of £1,500. As this is the final period of trading, no first year allowances or annual investment allowance can be claimed. Instead, the addition simply goes into the general pool. On the cessation of trade, Caroline received £5,000 for her plant and machinery and £14,000 for her car. These proceeds are deducted from each pool. The proceeds from the general pool are less than the written down value. So this will give rise to a balancing allowance of £2,500. This is the only time that a balancing allowance can arise in the general pool. The £2,500 goes across into the claim column. The Lexus was sold for more than its tax written down value, so a balancing charge of £1,000 arises. However, as Caroline's business use is 60%, only 60% of the balancing charge is carried across to the claim column. The total capital allowances claim for the final period is therefore £1,900. Where, on a cessation of trade, the vendor sells his or her business to a connected person, the two parties can jointly elect to transfer all plant and machinery at its tax written down value. This has the effect of avoiding a balancing adjustment on sale. This is most commonly seen when a sole trader incorporates his business by transferring it to a company that he controls. A balancing allowance will only ever arise in the general pool on the cessation of trade. A balancing charge can, however, arise in the general pool while the trade is continuing. This will happen if plant is sold in the year and the disposal proceeds exceed the tax written down value of the pool.
For example, Basil runs a restaurant. He draws accounts to the 31st of March. The tax written down value of the general pool at the 1st of April 2009 was £12,000. In July 2009, he bought plant and machinery for £50,000. This will qualify for the 100% annual investment allowance. In August 2009, he sold some old dining tables and chairs for £13,000. They had originally cost him £18,500. Therefore, £13,000 is deducted from the general pool.
However, as the sales proceeds exceed the balance in the pool, this will generate a balancing charge of £1,000. This goes across as a negative allowance in the claim column.
The annual investment allowance is £50,000, giving total capital allowances claim for the year of £49,000.
The capital allowances are also available on know-how. The following rules on know-how only apply to sole traders and partnerships. They do not apply for companies. Expenditure incurred by companies is dealt with under the rules for intellectual property introduced in 2002. Know-how is a type of intellectual property. It is industrial information or techniques likely to assist in the manufacture or processing of goods or materials. Therefore, only information relevant to industrial or technical processes is within the definition of know-how. Things like market research, customer lists and sales techniques are concerned with selling goods or materials once they have been manufactured. This is commercial know-how and is not within the definition of know-how in the Capital Allowances Act. Commercial know-how does not qualify for capital allowances. Know-how allowances are capital allowances. They are available on capital expenditure incurred on the acquisition of know-how for use in a trade. The allowances are writing down allowances to be deducted from trading profits in the normal way. The system of writing down allowances for know-how is similar to the system of writing down allowances for plant and machinery. Writing down allowances are given on a pool of qualifying expenditure. All know-how expenditure is pooled together, and allowances and charges are calculated by reference to the total. They are not calculated separately for each item of qualifying expenditure.
The rate of writing down allowances is 25%.
The rates are scaled up or down for long or short accounting periods. There are no first-year allowances, and the annual investment allowance does not apply to know-how. Balancing allowances and balancing charges arise on a sale of know-how, as they do with plant and machinery allowances. A balancing allowance will only arise on the cessation of the trade. A balancing charge will arise if disposal proceeds exceed tax written down value in the pool. The one major difference from the plant and machinery system is that for know-how, the disposal proceeds to be deducted from the pool can exceed original cost. Capital allowances are available on the purchase of patents. The following rules on patents only apply to sole traders and partnerships. They do not apply for companies. Expenditure incurred by companies is dealt with under the rules for intellectual property introduced in 2002. A patent consists of rights conferred by letters for the exclusive use and benefits of a particular invention. A patent will usually last for a specified period. Patents are obtained by application to the Patent Office. A patent is a form of protection for an inventor. A person who wants to use an invention that has been patented must acquire rights to use the patent or be granted a license to use it. This allows the inventor to control the way in which the invention is used. Once a patent has been granted, the inventor can generate income by granting rights or a license to use it. Patent allowances are capital allowances given on capital expenditure incurred on the purchase of patent rights. A person who acquires a license in respect of a patent is treated as buying patent rights. The person who requires a license in respect of a patent can therefore claim capital allowances. The current system of patent allowances is similar to the system of plant and machinery allowances.
Expenditure is pooled, and allowances are given at an annual rate of 25% on a reducing balance basis.
Balancing allowances and balancing charges may arise on a sale of patent rights. A balancing allowance can only arise on the cessation of the trade. A balancing charge will arise if disposal proceeds exceed the tax written down value in the pool. As with plant and machinery allowances, disposal proceeds are restricted to original cost. Profits from a sale of patent rights are charged to income tax. The profits are generally spread over 6 years, i.e. the seller is taxed on 1/6 of the profit in each of the 6 years beginning with the year in which the proceeds are received. Alternatively, the taxpayer can elect to have the whole of the proceeds taxed in the year in which they were received. Now, this could be advantageous if the trader has losses to mop up the patent profits. We will finish this session with a couple of practice questions.
Tanya draws her accounts for the 10 months to the 31st of December 2009. We need four columns in this capital allowances computation. One for the 100% AIA, one for the general pool, one for the Ford Focus car, which is used privately by Tanya, the sole trader, and a fourth column for the claim. The Ford Focus is a new car with CO2 emissions greater than 160 grams per kilometre. However, since this car is used privately by Tanya, it must be kept in a private use asset column rather than being taken to the special rate pool. The Renault car for the employee has emissions below 160 grams per kilometre, and so the addition goes into the general pool. The expenditure on hairdryers, etc. in May 2009 and the laptop computer costing £2,000 will both qualify for the 100% annual investment allowance. So, deducting the allowances, we claim 100% annual investment allowance of £7,000. The Renault car in the general pool is written down at 20% for 10 months, giving allowances of £1,000. The Ford Focus would have gone into the special rate pool if it had not been used privately by Tanya. Therefore, it is eligible for a 10% allowance, but restricted to 10 months, so £1,500. Finally, we need to restrict for Tanya's private use of the Ford car. Only the business element of the capital allowance can be claimed. The amount carried across to the claim column is therefore 70% of £1,500, being £1,050. We add the allowances up to give total capital allowances for the period of £9,050. Note that there is no private use adjustment for the Renault car, as this is being used by an employee, not by Tanya. Albert has a year end of the 30th of September 2009. The balances brought forward at the 1st of October 2008 are £36,000 on the general pool, £15,000 on the Jaguar car with CO2 emissions of 209 grams per kilometre, and £13,000 on the Citroën car with CO2 emissions of 143 grams per kilometre. Albert sold the Jaguar for £17,000. This is deducted from the brought forward value of the car, leaving a balancing charge of £2,000. As Albert's business use of the car is 75%, only £1,500 goes across as a negative in the claim column. The balance in the general pool qualifies for writing down allowances at 20%, giving £7,200. The Citroën also qualifies for allowances at 20%. Note that the writing down allowance on the Citroën is £2,600. This is less than £3,000, so £2,600 will be claimed. There is no private use adjustment, as the Citroën is used by the employee. The total capital allowances claimed for the period is therefore £8,300. That concludes this session on cars and other assets, and also concludes the series of lectures on plant and machinery allowances.